On March 3rd, 2015, a volunteer genealogist at a not-for-profit organization called DNA Adoption opened the following email. Subject: Unknown Person Search. Message: I work for the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. I am working a cold case involving a kidnapping of a child when she was approximately age 2. She was recovered at approximately age 5. We do not know her real name, date of birth, etc. She is now grown in her 30s and the only known survivor of the suspect. As we backtrack the suspect for other victims, we are attempting to tell her who she is. We have already signed up with Ancestry DNA and gotten a hit on a second cousin. I have been reading your site and would like to ask if you had any other advice given the uniqueness of our search. The person who sent the email was Deputy Peter Headley of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, Crimes Against Children Detail. The volunteer was me. It was only a few months earlier that I had signed up as a search angel with DNA Adoption, a group that teaches adoptees how to identify biological relatives using autosomal DNA. Nearly all of the emails that I opened were from adoptees hoping to learn how to identify their birth parents, and I did my best to answer their questions. But this email was different. I was intrigued, so I immediately called Deputy Headley to learn more. He told me the story of a girl who had been abducted and was now part of a long cold case. Her name was Lisa Jensen, and her story, at least the part of it that was known to law enforcement, began in 1986, when Lisa was around 5 years old and living at the Santa Cruz Ranch RV Resort. It was an unremarkable trailer park tucked around the redwood trees of California's Santa Cruz Mountains, on the site of a bygone theme park called Santa's Village. That year, Lisa befriended a woman named Kathy Decker, who lived in a mobile home at the park. Kathy came to know Lisa as a friendly and chatty child, outwardly normal in most ways. But Lisa was also alarmingly skinny, and she had bruises on her body and stains on her clothes. She had no toys of her own, and she came over to play with Kathy's young grandson nearly every day, as if she had nowhere else to go. Kathy noticed that Lisa and her father, a widower named Gordon Jensen, who worked at the park as a handyman, slept in an open camper shell in the back of a pickup truck, even on nights when it was freezing. Lisa was tattered and torn, Kathy later said. She was a little ragamuffin. Just as Lisa looked to Kathy's grandson for company, Lisa's father, Gordon, turned to Kathy for emotional support. He confided in her about how much he missed his late wife, who he said had died of cancer when Lisa was just an infant. Kathy watched him break down in tears as he remembered her. Jensen also complained about how hard it was to be a single father to Lisa. When Kathy mentioned that her own daughter and son-in-law were eager to have a child but had not been able to conceive, it was Gordon Jensen who suggested that Kathy's daughter take little Lisa to live with her in Chico Hills, California for 3 weeks, a trial run before, perhaps, he would grant them permission to legally adopt her. Lisa was excited by the idea. When Kathy bought new shoes for her for the trip to Chico Hills, Lisa wore them to bed. It was an odd arrangement, to be sure, but for a while it worked out well. Lisa loved her new home with Kathy's daughter and husband, and they in turn loved the little girl. Then one day, young Lisa began describing the ways her father had abused her. Her stories were shocking and sickening. One police officer later said Lisa had been, quote, severely molested and tortured, end of quote. Kathy's daughter quickly called the police. Officers from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department soon arrived at the trailer park, but by the time they got there, Gordon Jensen was gone. He had packed up and disappeared, leaving Lisa behind with Kathy's family. Investigator Cliff Harris of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department searched the Santa Cruz Ranch RV Resort and pulled a single fingerprint off video equipment that Jensen had installed in the park's community area. It appeared that Jensen had wiped off the equipment before leaving, but had overlooked a single incriminating print. Harris ran the fingerprint and learned that Jensen, under the alias Curtis Kimball, had been arrested a year earlier in 1985 after driving drunk and crashing a car with his young daughter Lisa in it. That year, a district attorney charged Jensen with driving under the influence and endangering the welfare of a child.